Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the Front Room. I'm Kai, and I'm here with my dad.
Hope you're having a wonderful day.
And so far, you've been sort of impressed and then a little bit underwhelmed by this group on the channel. We've covered a little bit of them, but today I think I'm going to give you something that might be more up your alley from them.
Oh, okay. I know what band it is.
Yeah, well, I'll show you the album cover.
You told me it wasn't rap, so...
Yeah.
It must be Radiohead, is it?
Yeah, I'm going to show you the cover here. It's Radiohead.
Okay. What's it? Rainbow? Oh, Rainbows. Okay. I haven't heard of this. This is the song or the album?
This is the album cover.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Rainbows with all the colors of the rainbow. What's in the background? It's like the Milky Way or some...
splash of paint sort of thing.
Oh, yeah. I thought it was almost some sort of...
but it does look like that.
Galaxy far, far away or something.
Yeah, it looks like both. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a nice cover. I like it.
Cheerful. Yeah, I love it.
It's cheerful, but I'm getting the impression their music isn't cheerful. So it's kind of a...
Not really.
Yeah. Does it have cheerful moments at least?
I'd say beautiful moments.
Beautiful moments. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. What does cheerful mean anyway? Okay. Great. Fantastic. What is
this
song?
This is, it's called Weird Fishes.
Okay.
Fan favorite. And this is my favorite album from them, in Rainbows. And this is one of the best songs off that album.
Okay. Early or late Radiohead?
This is later, because they started in the early 90s.
Uh-huh.
With Pablo Honey with Creep. That was their first splash on the scene. Then we visited Karma Police. If you want to watch that episode, it's on our Patreon. Link in the description, just to let you know, in case you search for it on our channel. And then this is a lot later. So that was 97 with Karma Police. And this is 07. So 10 years later.
Oh, yeah.
And they... they're still true to themselves, but they've, I think this is them in their like full form. I don't really want to talk much more about it.
Okay.
Sure Weird enough. Fishes.
Yeah. So the others I heard were at least 10 years before this.
Mm-hmm.
Including, okay. Got it.
Just sink into this one.
So this could be quite different.
Mm-hmm. This is a song. That's all I'll say.
Okay. Well, I hope I like it as much as you do. Oh, wow. This makes me think of Outkast or something. Almost jazzy in a way. That's a beautiful sound, though. Gorgeous. Nice vocal inflection there. I'm really enjoying his voice on this song. shit. God, this is so good. Shit. Profoundly amazing. It was incredible. What a song. God, you should have played this as my first intro to Radiohead. This was fantastic. I loved it.
So this is what the hype's about.
What a journey. What a sonic extravaganza, really.
Yeah, well.
I'm using all these ridiculous, over-the-top expressions because this song is quite something.
Yeah.
Holy shoot. The music. I don't even know how to describe it. I'm totally lost for words. The rhythm and the music and the way it builds and then goes off like this and... Oh.
Yeah, the right way to describe it is with sound effects.
I feel like the music is... Yeah, I feel like I'm under the water, or I could be... I know this takes place under the water. Mm-hmm. I could be in the clouds, too.
Mm-hmm.
The currents of the water are... The music, sonically, it's taking me like this, and then it's swishing me this way, and then up here, and down there. I'm totally helpless. I'm controlled by the currents of the water. And if I were in the sky, it would be the motion of the wind and the gusts of the wind. I felt helpless in this song.
Yeah.
In that the music was just, had taken over me. It was quite something. Almost similar in a way to the song by Beach House, Space Song. I mean, it's not the same music, but I'm left almost with the same kind of feeling somehow from the music.
Yeah.
Wow, that was amazing.
It's brilliant.
It's lush, isn't it?
Yeah, and the way you described it exactly, I don't know, because we're land-dwelling creatures, for them to just completely make it seem like we exist... In like a different, like you said, it's like the clouds or it's just not
here, right? Yeah, in a different medium. Right? Yeah.
Perceiving things differently.
Yeah, I felt like my feet weren't firmly planted on Mother Earth.
Yeah.
They were I was either floating in the sky or floating and perhaps sinking underwater.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Brilliantly done. My goodness. Really good stuff.
I'm really glad you liked it.
Yeah.
I knew this one would amaze you. Maybe if you like this sort of sound, this album, this album is so amazing, not even just in a conceptual way, but just the sounds they use. I don't exactly know how they were able to create, these sounds on the album, in Rainbows. It's just mind-blowing.
It's great to know that these guys played every note that we hear themselves, right? Mm-hmm. They're bona fide musicians, instrument players.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if we do an album, I think we should just skip to In Rainbows, because if you really like this,
okay,
I'd rather just do that. And then we can always go backwards from there.
Okay. You know? Sounds good to me.
Yeah. So, now I have to live up to that expectation of an In Rainbows album review. So if you enjoyed this reaction, stick around, consider hitting subscribe, and then we'll come at you with that In Rainbows reaction.
Thanks for dropping in, guys. See you again soon.
See ya.
That was great. Holy shit.